What is the Developer Earn Credit program?
That's a program we're still working on right now, but what it basically allows is a developer who wants potentially ends up on the wait list. If they want to move ahead and not have be subject to the wait list, that it gives them a mechanism at which to go out and generate capacity credits on their own based on their investment, and they own them. They don't share them with anybody, so they can use them for their project.
And how exactly do they do that? How do they earn those credits?
A variety of different ways, and that's one of the things that we're trying to put together, a guidance document that tells people how they can do that. But, for example, is that they could go out and repair sections of sanitary sewers for us under our direction, and then they get credits for that. You can get a credit for a lot of different things, whether it be a storage tank or plugging a leaky manhole. They all have different values, but any corrective action that you make that eliminates some of the water that's getting into the system has a gallon per day credit value to it.
Now, no doubt there are going to be disputes over capacity determinations going forward. How do you plan to work those out?
Well, the ordinance is specific on how what the appeal process would be, and that they would make their appeal to the Commissioner of Environmental Quality and Public Works. And, of course, they also have due process of law, if necessary.
For the home builder, how many credits will be needed to build a house?
For a new house, it's not so much credits as it has a value. Under the cap, the value of a residential single-family home is 192 gallons per day. If you wanted to build a house, it depends, again, on that geographic region, you may have to recover as much as 600 gallons a day of flow to allow that single house to go into place, because it's all about ratios. In some cases, that you have to get reclaim 4 gallons for every gallon that you add, and that can be very conservative. But I want to make a point, though, here, too, is that if you have an existing home and you tear your house down, you still have sewer capacity. There's a thing called a use of record, and that was a big thing folks were worried about, is that, well, if my house burns down, do I lose my sewer capacity? No, you still have that as a privilege of that particular parcel.
What's your best guess on how long it will take to complete all this work? And the big question is, how much will it all cost in the end?
I think to complete the sanitary obligations and under the consent decree, that we're looking at another 10 years to be able to do that. How much it's going to cost with the original estimates for the remedial measures plan alone, which is the large capital, was nearly $600 million. Myself and our team, we're looking at every possible way to deliver the exact same product for considerably less than that. Mayor Gray's made it clear to us is that is his goal and his intention, and he's helped us in a lot of ways in being able to accomplish that. One thing that folks need to understand, though, is that after we make whatever investment we make in our sewer system, it does not mean we will never have sanitary sewer overflows again. No city I've ever dealt with, I've been in this business 30 years, has ever been able to get all of the water out of their system. So if you have a severe enough rainstorm, you're still going to have overflows. But the cost associated with potential fines of those less frequent overflows is a fraction of the cost it would be to make the system larger than what we're recommending right now.